USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The Senate voted on Sunday 67-27 to advance a $95 billion aid package to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The bill does not include money for border security, which is why some senators, like Utah Senator Mike Lee, are no fan of the legislation.
Most Democrats want more Ukraine funding. A few Republicans do also, but most Democrats do. Republicans really want a secure border. And the idea was that, in theory, we might be able to cobble together enough votes to force border security on an otherwise unwilling administration that, for reasons that we find baffling, doesn't want to secure the border.
A new poll finds most Americans feel President Biden is too old to serve in office. The ABC Ipsos poll, taken after a special counsel's report cited Biden's memory lapses, finds 86% believe he's too old for the White House. Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.